Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back for another episode. Today's gonna be kind of like a quick and short one, but I get this question all the time. So I thought I would address it. And I also see this quote a lot. Is all press good press? You know, you see people out in the media and maybe they're like getting a divorce, you know, like the Bezos, they got a divorce and it was like all over the media, or they get a DUI or something like that. Like, and people are still like, no, all press is good press. So I wanted to bring this up and just talk about it a little bit and would love to know your thoughts as well on it. So is all press good press? I wish I could give you a more black and white answer, but I'm kind of in the gray on this one, to be honest. Like, I do think there is value in, you know, like staying, you know, top of mind, like, you know, staying in the media so people are talking about you and thinking about, you know, obviously like getting a DUI is not a good thing, okay? But like, you know, at least people are talking about you, right? So I don't know, like it's kind of a tough thing. It depends on, to me, like, who are you? You know, like if you're a kindergarten teacher and you're getting in trouble for child pornography, like, no, all press is not good press. Like, you're screwed. That's a really, really bad scenario. No, that's not that. There's pretty much no way that I can think of to like take that and spin it into something positive, you know? So it just depends on like what you're, you know, like what your career is or what people know you for, that kind of thing, you know? So that example about like the kid thing, I mean, you're done. You're done forever. But, you know, in another sense, like, you know, like the Jeff Bezos things with the divorce, like, not that big of a deal. Like, it's good press and he's, you know, people are seeing him and talking about him and whatnot. So I think it just totally depends on A, what the offense is, like what happened or why are people talking about you, and B, the relation of that to what you do, you know? So yeah, I think it's always just depending. Like, I'm not going to say you're not going to come back from it. That's really, really dramatic, because I mean, life does go on. No matter what happens to you, life will go on. But like, you know, there's certain things that I just don't know how you could ever spin it to be positive. How? Like making a racist, like a really racist remark, or just like openly being like, yeah, I don't like X people or whatever, you know? I don't know how you could ever spin that. Or the child pornography thing. Like, I don't know how you could ever, ever, ever tweak that angle to make that into a positive thing. So for the most part, is all press good press? Yes, probably so. I tell a lot of my clients, like, you know, if you could have the best restaurant in the world or art gallery or whatever their industry is, but if nobody knows about you, you're never going to survive. If nobody's hearing about you, if you don't stay top of mind for people, then you're probably not going to survive. So you know, I do think it's important to continually stay out there, even if it's like sending out email newsletters once a month. Some people are like, what's the point of this? And I'm like, just continually be top of mind for people, especially if you're in a really saturated industry like the food and beverage. You know, think about how many restaurant options that people have. So yeah, like I think it's incredibly important to just stay relevant, to stay out there, to continually pop in with the people who, you know, you have their email or they're on social with you or whatever. So is all press good press? I think that's the answer for you that I have, is like, it depends on what the offense is or what the situation is. It depends on what industry you're in. And, you know, even if it's something bad, I do think, you know, we had a client one time get a DUI and it was, you know, it was pretty bad. But he ended up like, you know, donating to a bunch of stuff and like openly being like, yeah, this happened and I was in a really bad place in my life, but I'm grateful that it happened to me. And like, you know, it actually woke me up to realize some things that I need to deal with. And like, he was very, very transparent about it and people forgave him, you know. We had another client that one time went to jail over a situation. And it was a really, really big deal. It wasn't like, it was like a white collar crime. And I obviously not going to go all into it, but it, you know, and same thing, like he openly made a statement of like, hey, I did do this and I deserve the punishment that I'm getting. I'm going to serve my time. And you know, honestly, like, hopefully I'll come out a better person after going through this, but I absolutely recognize what I did was wrong. I'm sorry. And honestly, like, it's, I mean, that's been years ago, but honestly, like, things are great for him. You know, he's crushing it. He's doing a lot of things. And I think it's in the past and people don't talk about it anymore. And it doesn't really ever get brought up. So I think people can absolutely take a negative scenario and turn it positive. And I think the key with that is just transparency. So, you know, in those terms, like, I guess all press, I mean, it's still not good, but it, the visibility of it is good. So I'll leave it at that. Staying visible is a positive thing. And I think that's where this quote comes from, is all press good press. It's about being visible and remaining in the limelight, if you will. So, that's my take on it. And I would love to hear yours. So screenshot this and maybe share it on Instagram. Tag me the Whitney Lee, because I would love to know what you think, if all press is good press. So thanks for tuning into this little shorty episode. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.